The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Now, if you are female, you only have until Friday to go for growth. Or you have until Friday to get your application for the Enterprise Ireland Back to Going for Growth programme in. And this morning we have three women with us. Paula Fitzsimons, who is the National Director of Going for Growth. Una O'Hagan has the title of Lead Entrepreneur on the programme, though she's better known for her Mars pharmacy chain. And Gillian O'Dowd is founder of Aizon, I hope that's correctly pronounced, recruitment with three offices in Dublin, Limerick and London. Gillian was a participant on the Going for Growth programme. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Paula, shy Paula's back.
Shy Paula's back, pronouncing your name correctly.
Correct. Well, that's always a good start, yeah. Paula, you better shout out because it's Friday is your closing date for any woman, if this is female-led, who wants to get onto the Going for Growth programme.
Okay. So basically, it's an invitation to women entrepreneurs who are serious about growing their business. We believe that more women should focus on growth and we will support them to do it. We were delighted last year when you gave us an opportunity to talk about it, that women heard about it throughout the country who would not otherwise have heard about it.
We love this kind of stuff on the Sunday Business Show because this is what we are here for. We are here to facilitate businesses and it doesn't matter to me which gender, or as I was filling out a Marks and Spencer's survey yesterday, they actually offered me the choice of whether it was female, male or binary. There you go. So I put in binary because I didn't know what it meant. Anyway, Una, you are the lead entrepreneur or whatever on this one. What does that mean?
Well, it means that I basically lead one of the tables. So I have eight women who join me. I'm involved in the selection process with Paula and I select eight people to join my table. And I'm the facilitator. It all happens around the table. That's where the magic happens. And all I'm doing is covering off one topic per month over 6 months. So for example, finance, customers, HR, and we basically cover off the agenda of that topic to have a real discussion. It's not really academic, it's all about what's happening in real life and business, and we're all sharing experiences from one another. So it's all about peer support, women learning from other women's experiences.
What kind of companies are you leading at the moment?
So, well, in the last round, which was last year, I had restaurants, I had people from the beauty business, I had people in hotels, so a real mix of business. But the key thing is that it doesn't matter what the business is, we all have the same issues. You know, it's either financial, people issues, customer issues, it's all the same. So people can learn from each other despite the sector that we're in.
Gillian O'Dowd, yes. You have been on the programme and was it good?
The programme was absolutely excellent.
Is this just because you're saying that because Paula's sitting beside you?
No, I genuinely felt that it was an excellent programme. Our business is a multidisciplinary recruitment business and we've been in operation nearly 4 years now. And to have the opportunity to sit around the table with such a diverse group of people, but also with the lead entrepreneur who had great experience, it was actually Mary McKenna from Tour America. So similar people business, similar to ourselves. And we used to have very, very open discussions. But to have that opportunity to sit there and bring up the challenges of growing a business. And in our business, our people are probably, they are the most important thing. And the daily issues that arise, like Mary had been in business for over 20 years. She has seen it all before. So, you know, the problems that we were having and also the opportunities, she's seen it, she's lived it, she's been through it. So she was able to dig down deep. And as Una said, there was a different topic every month. And, you know, you'd go down through, like, so you did an overall SWOT analysis of your business, get down into it, and you start really opening up about issues that arise. So the benefits are, like, they're endless, the benefits.
You have, I think, 26 people working with you at the moment.
Indeed, 26.
And you told me before coming into studio that you have big ambitions for going for growth. 300 people is what you're aiming for.
We would hope to grow to 300 people.
And was that inspired by this program, or was that in your head anyway?
That was in our head before, so that would have been something that I put down in the application. Process. But in fact, with regard to prior to going for growth, we hadn't opened a Limerick office. We now have four people down in Limerick and we intend to increase the number of bodies in Aizon down in Limerick. We also have opened a London office and we also have ambitions to open an office in Luxembourg next year. So going for growth, you know, gave us the confidence actually to just see how other businesses were expanding their business. And, you know, it pushed us along, and we looked at, we also developed a business intelligence platform, which we put more money into in the past 12 months because we had spoken to other lead entrepreneurs who had done similar, like Caroline Keeling of the Keeling's Fruit Distribution Business. They also had a software platform and they had gone out to China with it. And it gave us the confidence to actually spend the money, put more money in and develop it further.
Was there a moment, was there a light bulb moment with your lead entrepreneur that you suddenly said, that's so obvious. Why didn't I think of that?
Of course, yeah. It's all, you know.
Oh, what was it? Can you remember?
Like, well, I suppose it was just with Mary, it's with regard to the people and how you treat your people. So one example Mary gave was that their monthly wrap-up, she said, I always buy vouchers for the staff. So Peter Mark vouchers, you know, a beauty treatment. And I call them all into a room and I just go, here's a voucher for you, here's a voucher for you. And that, I went, wonderful. Love that idea. Inspirational. Let's do it.
Okay. Paula, who do you want to apply?
I want female entrepreneurs from any sector.
So literally, I mean butcher, baker, candlestick maker.
Exactly. Whether they're selling in Ireland or whether they're exporting. Thanks to Enterprise Ireland and KPMG, there's no charge to those who apply. Any sector, any size of business, but an aspiration for growth. Because it does take a commitment and time. And
that's what I was just going to ask you now. What is that commitment?
Okay, so it'll be meeting once a month for 6 months. The first meeting and the last meeting is a full day. Otherwise, it's a half day meeting,
that's
basically.
Not bad.
No, it's not.
And does that happen in Dublin or where?
It mostly happens in Dublin, except one of the leads is based in Westport and she has her meetings in Athlone. But you were wondering how good the outcomes are. Besides people feeling good about them, can I tell you that the 78 who went through the programme last year, that in the 6 months, they increased their turnover by 20 million collectively. 20 million. With 184 jobs created.
That's fantastic.
Now, I'm not saying it was just going for growth.
But it helps.
But it certainly helps. And we want to be the wind beneath their wings.
That sounds very poetic. Una, you are in very keen to shout out about an event at your Mars Pharmacy.
Yeah, well, in my business, as you know, Conal, is Mars Pharmacy, and we've been involved with Peter McFerry Trust now for last year and this year, and so we're teaming up with them again this year to really find a permanent solution to homelessness. And we all know that the real solution is actually giving people homes. So our goal is to raise €50,000 this year. Last year we raised almost €30,000. So there's four ways that people can donate. They can come into any of the Mars Pharmacy stores and donate, or they can go on to mars.ie, our website, and select the gift wrapping module. People don't like to wrap up their presents, but if they pay £250, all of that £250 goes to Peter McFerry Trust. We have a number of events planned. So tomorrow night, we have a huge market in Meeting House Square between 6 and 9. We have lots of suppliers coming, so loads of discounts, but also we have a lot of social media influencers. So you can come and meet Pippa O'Connor, Wax Perts Ellen, Amy Connolly, Mark Rogers, anybody. So it'll be a fantastic event. So one not to be missed. Or you can text the word WRAP to 50300. And one final way of donating, people out there who can afford a bit more than €4 on the text can visit our page on Everyday Hero. So it's Mars Pharmacy on Everyday Hero to donate a little bit more.
And if, of course, we will put all of that information up, because it all gets very, very confusing.
Yeah.
No problem at all. And you know what else?
Yes.
If you raise your 50,000, we had Big Red Barn on 2 weeks ago, and he is able to supply a house for £40,000. You should get
Fantastic.
In touch with them.
I certainly will.
And
thank you.
And he also told me that by the time that he left here, he was going to give £20,000 of his own money towards the house, and that by the time that he left, that somebody had actually phoned in with the other 20,000. So,
well, you never know what could happen after this show, then, Conal. Yeah.
Final. Paula. What time on Friday must they get in? And very briefly, how long is that application?
They register on the website, goingforgrowth.com. We send them out an application form. The application form is 4 pages. It'll take less than an hour to fill up. There's no pitch or interview required. There is no reason why not Going for Growth.
I love it. That was very good. Thanks, Paul. Ladies, thank you so much for that.
Thanks, really.
We better take an ad break, after which we are going to talk to clevergift.com.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient, with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.